I don't think you need to care about the Matrix. I'm recording now. I thought I would start with a statement that, you know, doesn't make any sense, as is tradition.
You gotta have a cold open, as they call it.
Cold turkey.
I love
turkey sandwich open. So what did you need to say? What's up? Hello, and welcome. We're these guys, you know.
Yeah, I'm Nick. He's Ryan. Nobody really cares. Welcome to Liku Studios Podcast, weekly number 2 for the week of February 20th, 2011.
Again, if you say so, I will trust your judgment.
All right. You playing the games this week?
I did, but I don't know if I want to tell you.
Oh, can we just say it was Monster Hunter then?
I did play some Monster Hunter, actually. I did the this 3-star quest, a 4-star quest, Hunter Killer, where you have to hunt a Baroth and a Great Jaggi, but there's also a Quiropeco just kind of dicking around, and I killed them all.
Wow.
Yeah, so. And I finally made a longsword, and it's super sweet, because it has paralysis.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm working on the stupid, like, bug armor set, but you have to get killer beetles, and I hate gathering bugs for some reason. Yeah.
So, let me ask you, if you had to put...
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, go ahead.
Okay. If you had to put Monster Hunter in the category of games, what would you put it under?
It's a third-person action game.
Can we be more specific than action?
No, I mean... A third-person action RPG?
RPG, maybe.
You do combat in third person. It's an RPG in the video game sense, in that you progressively gain power and get new things. Because that's role-playing. I will play the role of someone who gets stronger over time.
So, is this like the opposite of Crank starring Jason Statham?
Hold on, I'm looking at a picture of someone in Egypt holding a sign in protest that says, "Mubarak, why you no step down?"
So anyway, I have this game that I want to mention before we go any further.
in talking about the thing that we were already talking about, sure.
So, like, I don't remember if we ever said that we wouldn't talk about Flash games. We might have. I don't know. But I have to talk about...
I don't think we ever did.
I have to talk about this one called Sushi Cat.
Nanaka Crash?
Nanaka Crash. No, Sushi Cat. Because the story of Sushi Cat, there's a cat who eats sushi, and it is basically pachinko, except that as you collect the sushi, the cat gets fatter. And it fucking the most adorable. You've never seen a more happy nor fatter cat.
I'm looking at it right now. Hold on, it's doing the Armor Games opening with the sword clashing.
Because, you know, you gotta
have
that.
Oh my god, there's a happy sun.
Yeah.
Mmm, the car.
I know.
New game. But Pachinko is, like, barely a game. Like, yeah. You just watch balls drop. Oh, but this one has, like, a blobby cat blobbing along.
So, do it. Drop the cat. You gotta drop that
cat.
Hold
on. Cat. I'm watching the intro.
Cat dropping games.
He wants to go see that purple cat. Oh, wait, there's a fat guy there. You gotta be fatter to get in, cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you eat some sushi?
Get fat.
Okay, stage one in Nako Town. Eat 30 pieces of sushi to achieve a full belly.
Full belly bonus.
What? Okay, so I just drop him down this slot, and he eats the sushi.
Yeah. And then at the bottom, he falls into cardboard boxes.
Oh no, he only fell on the 50. Heavy cat.
I don't know, man. Like, because I saw that the Sushi Cat 2 came out, I guess, not too long ago.
What?
So I've been playing through that.
Oh, yeah, 100 points. Heavy cat. God, no, so far... I mean, Peggle's more of a game than this.
I know. Well, they do introduce... I don't know. I don't remember if it was in the first one, but like I said, I've been playing. I just played through the second one, and that one has like power ups in it.
Okay.
So it's like they give you flippers for a little bit of some pinball action. They give you the dragon.
Full belly achieved.
The dragon punch so that you can go through obstacles.
Whoa.
And there was something else. They give you soy sauce bombs so that you can just kind of click them and explode on hard to reach sushi.
I just got a sushi frenzy.
Sushi frenzy is when you have a full belly.
I got Sushi Frenzy with a 10 bonus sushi.
So much
addition.
Sushi.
I'm just going to drop him straight down this thing, because that doesn't seem hard at all. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
I did it, game. Reward me. Whoa, 2x multiplier. Maneki Neko.
Like, I don't... Like, I suppose you could go in, and it's like the game developer side of me talking. Like, you can go into why the game, you know, there's something about ball-dropping games that are very enthralling because you get some amount of control, and then there can be, like, a lot of different outcomes based on timing because of, like, moving shit on the screen and just where you go.
Okay,
and...
But there's the other side where this cat is really cute.
Yeah, that's the side that I want to talk about because that cat is so fucking, like,
He's just kind of like a jelly blob that bounces all over the place and consumes sushi.
I know, but sometimes he eats too much sushi and it kind of gets
full belly
stuck.
Achieved.
And when he gets stuck, he just kind of sits there for a minute, and then you can see the physics engine just squish him down a little bit so that he slides through. And just like, yum. A blue cat? Mm. When was the last time you saw a blue cat? Alice in Wonderland? I think that was purple.
10 bonus sushi.
So, you know... I want to point that game out. If you play the online versions, you can play them for free, and they are super adorable, and they are super coffee break games, but it's...
Wait, is this being sold somewhere?
You can get the iTunes version for 99 cents. So that way...
To play on your iPhone?
Yes, and then you can drop a happy fat cat wherever you are. I know. And, like...
This is not the first thing this week that has made me want sushi.
Really? What's the other thing?
Yeah.
Was it sushi? Did you just...
Yeah, the first one was pictures of sushi. And I was just like, I want that.
Was it one of those, like, Nintendo bento boxes where all of your little sushi bits are arranged like Donkey Kong?
No, it was just, like some salmon... what's the word I'm looking for?
Nigiri.
Is that like when it's just cut and put on a little wad of rice with no like wrapping?
Maybe.
Is that what nigiri is? Anyway, it was just like strips of salmon on rice, and I was just like,
that does sound pretty good. I have to say, the extent of my sushi knowledge comes from the Pokemon Stadium mini game where everybody is a licking tongue, trying to eat more sushi than everybody else.
All right, final cat.
Like,
times 10 multiplier. Oh no, did I fail?
Did you not eat enough sushi?
I did not eat enough sushi. His belly is not full enough. There was one sushi left, and I goofed. Still hungry. You did not eat enough sushi.
And, like, they had that little thing on the side where as you get closer to your fullness, not only does your multiplier go up, but the little cat at the top of the long cat belly gets happier the more full he is.
Yeah. Like, I'm looking at it now as I just started this level, and he is super sad because he does not have any sushi in his belly.
But then he eats sushi, and he gets happy.
And fat.
God, in the second one, they introduce golden sushi, which is
is
really just a collectible. All it does is, as you collect amounts of them, you unlock costumes for your cat. Including the pirate, the archer, the movie star, and the famous elephant.
The famous elephant?
Yeah. I don't know which elephant that is particularly. It might be the elephant from that series of games, like this game has only one level, and...
It's probably that, because armor games.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the elephant man.
I don't think it's the elephant man. He doesn't have a sack over his face.
Okay. And besides, he was not an animal. He was a man. He assured the audience of that.
Quite emphatically.
Effervescently. He bubbled.
Fluorescently. He glowed in the dark. Speaking of glow in the dark, there's something else I've been working on, but that is not pertinent to games.
Nothing we've said so far has been pertinent to anything. What are you working on?
Good point. Excuse me while I play Two Card Bake Off. I've been working on...
Excuse me while I play Sushi Cat.
That's cool.
No, I gotta put this down.
You can play it while I...
Sushi Cat?
While I talk about this.
You shoot me again, I'm gonna drop you.
Sushi Cat.
I'm just gonna go back to looking at pretty pictures.
Okay. Well, I've been working on a bunch of things. The first thing that I will mention quickly is that I've been trying to get back into playlist making.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Because I realized...
It's tough.
The only playlist I really have on my laptop is, like, Nerdcore, which is just all the Rhyme Torrents albums. Mm-hmm. And also I have Driving, which I haven't listened to since I don't have a car at the moment.
Yeah.
And aside from that, it's kind of just Star Road, which I am unhappy with. And that's about it.
Does it not capture the essence of Star Road?
No, it does not. It's getting closer, though. I basically, if that were a Pandora station, I would only have 3 Seed songs, and I do not feel that is enough. Those songs are Untis, and I'm the Least You Could Do, and what is that other one? Now That We Found Love by Heavy D and the Boys.
Oh.
You gotta get some Heavy D.
I guess that's what that was. Heavy D is an item in the Kingdom of Loathing.
Oh. Does it get bonuses if you also equip the boys?
No, you combine it with those other letters to make the Wand of Nagamar.
Roof.
The Wand of Nagamar is an anagram.
For?
Anagram.
There's no W. Oh, not the wand part.
But there is also the original G, so that you could make a wang if you wanted to.
Instead of a wand?
Yeah. When you used the wang on someone, it did something to them in chat. I forget what it did. I think it didn't, like, squelch them for a couple minutes. It did something.
Have you noticed that whenever Notch tweets something, whatever website he tweets the link to immediately doesn't work for, like, the next 10 minutes?
Because it got wanged?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
It's funny, because sometimes I don't think he even realizes that entirely, so he's just kind of going around ruining some people when he's trying to help.
Yeah.
And Twitter is so effortless, so it's just like with a flick of my word...
You don't even think about it.
Yeah. That's amusing to me. This playlist I've been working on is, I always found that if I'm sitting in my room, and, like, I'm just sitting there, I got nothing really to do, maybe I'm watching cartoons or whatever, and starting from about, like, 3 o'clock down to about 2 in the morning, I find that the lighting and the sort of emotional state goes through a certain, like, a fade, a transition. I'm trying to capture that transition in a playlist.
Hold on a moment.
Okay.
This is a wang. This is a big wang. Word processor. You'll find its spell check to be useful when chatting with the other citizens of Loathing. When used, you may reach out and wang someone. bestows 100 turns of Wanged on your target and uses up your Wang. Before the meat pasting list was pruned, attempting to combine a Wang with a box would yield the message, Shame on you. The item name refers to the Wang Computer Company, which specializes in word processing hardware and software. There is absolutely nothing else going on here.
Okay.
It was founded in 1951 by Dr. Anne Wang.
Annie Wang.
He's a Chinese-American computer engineer and inventor, a co-founder of the computer company Wang Laboratories. Ah, when you are Wanged, you are unable to use obnoxious abbreviations.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
THX becomes thanks, R becomes R, K becomes OK, U becomes U, your becomes your, people becomes people, etc.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I like that. It's kind of pointless, but it's awesome.
Yeah, they've done tons of stuff like that, like the Grey Plague. It came up after the cursed blood thing in WoW, which I will explain to you if you don't recall what that is. But the Grey Plague, it was the only thing it did was as the disease progressed, your text became more and more gray in chat.
Huh.
And people went fucking insane, like stockpiling the stuff that cured it and suppressed it and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
I just knocked some things together, that's all.
I thought you just won a giant stuffed gorilla at the carnival.
No. Okay. You don't... We already established previously, before we started recording, that you don't believe in carnivals or festivals. You don't subscribe to podcasts or labels. Or wait.
That sounds like a rhyme from some sort of nerdcore album. So anyway, that's the thing I'm working on. But what I'm more interestingly working on is this Arcade Rumble thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still intrigued by that. I saw the big document and I decided not to read it because it was like 2 in the morning.
That's fair.
I was
figuring I would give sort of a breakdown of the rules and idea I had here because, you know, get stuff out, get some feedback. That's the way it works. I've been, for my classes lately, I've been reading some articles about, like, iterative design and getting feedback and all that kind of crap, and I'm like, well, I'm tired of reading about this shit, because all this shit is telling me to just do it, so I think I want to just do it, so here we are.
Yeah, I hear, like, the design process is like, you get the request to build a thing, and then you build a thing, and then their request, their needs have changed from the original request, so you scrap it and you build a new thing. But then their needs have changed from the original request, so you scrap it and you build a new thing. And then they just decide that they want something different, so you scrap it and you build a new thing. And then you're just like, fuck it, this works, pay me.
That's basically the way it works in the business world.
Yeah, here that's like web design, I guess.
That is not the pure form of it, you could call it. That is the form of it which ensures that work will continue to be there to be needed so that people can do work and get paid. That is how the man...
Work, make money.
That is how the man ensnares you.
That is how the man makes you his wage slave.
Gotta work 2 jobs just to pay my rent.
Gotta work 2 jobs just to pay my boss. What?
Damn. So, what was the word? Right, so Arcade
That's
Rumble.
That's not how it works. Yeah.
Okay. So, basically, the sort of ludonarrative.
No. No.
Like, the idea I had in mind was, like, I still like this whole idea of arcades and, like, the small community constantly competing. So the idea is like this. There are 3 kinds of cards. There are machines, there are skills, and there are actions. The machines represent arcade machines. So you have, like, you know, you have, like...
The machines are, like, the bad guys from The Matrix with all the squid tentacles with the tools on them.
Yes. No. Maybe so. But, like, you can play a crazy taxi card, and that is a driving game, and it is worth, like, 4 geek cred.
I don't really like Crazy Taxi.
Oh, that's okay, because what else are there? Here, let me pull up a deck. We also have, we got some Virtualon.
Okay.
Like Virtualon? Virtualon is...
well enough.
Virtualon is a fighting game. It is worth... Where is it?
Like 1 million.
I think I mean...
If you're good at Virtualon, you're, like, a king of men.
Virtualon is worth 5 geek cred at the moment. I'm just making up numbers for this first iteration.
Okay. Perfect.
So let's say I play Virtual Lawn. I will play it down in front of me, or I play it into the arcade. The arcade is sort of this nebulous space in the playfield.
Yes.
And basically,
the nebusphere.
Then what happens is like, okay, it's your turn, and you say, I want to set the high score on Virtual Lawn.
Whoa.
Okay. So you do that by playing skill cards onto it, right?
Okay. I gotta use my skills.
Yeah, so...
to pay the bills.
Yeah, or to get some geek cred. And the way it works right now... is
you don't use those to...
Well, you also have quarters. I think you use quarters to pay the bills.
I thought you used quarters to run the machines.
Well, no, you use quarters to play skills. That leads to such character abilities as Tree Game for First. When you set a high score, you get 2 quarters back. So anyway, it's like this. I have this skill here called Master Spark. It is a shump type skill. It costs 2 quarters, okay. And it has a base rank of 3 with a genre ranking of +0.
Okay.
So what you do is you say, all right, I'm going to set a high score. I'm going to pay 2 quarters and play Master Spark. Because the machine is a fighting genre and the skill is of a shump genre, you do not get the genre bonus.
You keep saying shump.
Shump. S-H-M-U-P. Shump. Whereas if I had played...
S-H-M-U-P. Shump.
Yes.
Yes.
Do I have a fighting skill? Okay, no, that's a bad fighting skill. That might be my only fighting skill, actually. No, I have the better fighting skill. This fighting skill is called Smash Ripper.
Burning Upper?
Smash Ripper.
Rising Taco.
Okay, so like you were trying to set that, right? And I'm like, no, that is bullshit. I challenge you. This is called the new challenger approach to setting high scores. So you play that. Now we begin combos. So for the first card of my combo, I play Smash Ripper. It is a fighting type move that costs...
So it deals double damage to normal types.
Well, no, but I get the genre bonus because the base rank is 5. The genre bonus is 1, so it has a total ranking of 6, which beats the crap.
Wow, that one's really good. How many quarters does it cost?
4.
4?
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I'm just making up numbers for now. It also has a special ability, which is all non-fighting cards are removed from all combos on this machine. So you...
Whoa!
So it probably should be...
That's really powerful.
It should be worth more quarters, I bet. But it is, But that means your shump goes away, so I now hold 5 rank on this, while you hold none. But, because these are combos, you now have a chance to play another skill. Like, let's say you want to play...
A combo out of my nothing.
Because
you canceled it for me.
Well, I mean, you could play Aggressive Grazing, which is another shump skill worth 3 quarters. The bonus ability is Damn, Son! And it is 3, with a +2 genre bonus, although since the genre does not match, you only get a 3 for it. But I am out of quarters now, because I played Smash Ripper. So you can play...
But wait, what does the special skill Damn Son do?
Nothing, it just says, Damn Son! Because you...
Oh, okay.
You are an aggressive grazer. The picture on it right now is a little triangle with a dot in the middle and a shit ton of bullets.
Oh, okay. And he's going straight for him.
So, I can't combo again, but you still can. So you're going to play... what do you want to play? You're at 6, you're at 3. What's a good one we got here? How about a... No, a breaker orb won't work. So anyway, then you would play a combo.
Okay.
And basically we go until nobody can play any more cards or everybody concedes. At which point, whoever has a higher rank gets to take the machine and place it in front of them. So now...
So they claim it as their own.
They claim it. So it stays in play, which means, like, let's say on a later turn, I'm like, no, I'm not going to stand for that bullshit, and I want to take back Virtual Lawn. I can challenge your high score on the machine, and we go into a similar thing. Or if it's unchallenged, I just take it. And then there's some sort of end condition, like when there is a total of, like, I think it's like, I'm trying to do the math, it's like 5 times the number of players. When there are that many machines in play, then you are on the last round, and everybody gets 1 more turn, and then the game is over. And then you total up how much geek cred is on all of the machines that you own, and then that's what determines the winner. And then cards, I'm trying to give different interactions. Like, I have these 2 cards. I have Mega Man, and I have the E-Can.
Right
now, Mega Man, it's a platformer for 3, which is 2 with a genre bonus of 3.
Was Mega Man ever in an arcade?
No, but I was running out of actual arcade games.
But we're playing fast and loose.
Yeah, that's cool, for now. I mean, I also tried to put Gun Lance in there just as one of the skills.
Just have, like, six different iterations of Metal Slug.
Yeah. Well, I think that's part of what I'm thinking is, because, like, I'm trying to set up, and, like, there are character decks. Like, each deck has a character card, which determines such things as your minimum hand size, the amount of quarters you get packed per round, and characters have a special character ability. Like, Elcom has free game for first. When you set a high score, you get two quarters. And Mitoru has a skill, use games. Discard a card at any time to gain a quarter. And
I like that.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of stuff like these. But then, like, what is it? The Mega Man and the Ekan? Mega Man does not have any skill on its own. But when you play Ekan, it costs one, is a base one, genre plus one, but it doubles the rank of any Mega Man in play.
Wait, Mega Man is a skill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mega Man is a skill. I'm definitely thinking that, like, although I'm trying to think in terms of, like, character decks, and then I would construct those, whenever I think of cards to make, I keep thinking of them in, like card sets. So, like, there's, like, the Mega Man set. There would be Mega Man, Ekan, Rush, Roll, Forte, Proto Man.
But wait a second.
Proto Man Shield.
If Mega Man isn't worth anything on his own,
well, no,
and an Ekan doubles it...
No, Mega Man is worth two with a genre bonus of three. So if you played if you played both on a platformer game, you would end up with 10
a million
plus two for the Ekan itself.
Damn.
Yeah. Of course, you know, if you play it on a...
Sounds Imba.
Imba? Imbelievable? Oh.
Lanced. Imbalanced.
But yeah, so this is kind of what I got going on. And I have... I basically have ideas for the rules enough that I can begin playtesting. I have... Mm-hmm. I'm starting with just 30 card decks.
Now... The machines and the skills come from the same deck?
Yes. Like in character decks, there are machines. So that way, like, one character may have machines that are worth less cred, but they have more of them in their deck. Well, another one may only have... I think at minimum you have to have five, so that way you can always fulfill the five times the number of players.
Ah, kind of thing. I see.
But, like, I believe Elcom has 10 machines in his deck, and Mitoru only has 7. But then Elcom only has 5 actions, and Mitoru has 10.
It seems like you would run out of actions really fast.
Well, because actions are another kind of card, and they represent, like, not in-game skills. So, example actions would be, you know, kick the plug, remove a machine from the field. Or, what is it? Call in a favor, take 4 quarters from another player. What's some other ones? Strategy guide. Play this, immediately draw 3 cards.
Part-time job. Skip your next turn.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
In 10 quarters.
Stuff like that. Which, you know. And that was another thing. I was thinking one of the decks could really focus on just sort of, like, manipulating the playfield. Sort of like a hacker kind of thing. Like, maybe, like, swap... claimed machines between players.
Wow.
So, like, you could take, like, a really crappy one that nobody will fight you for, but then you switch it with somebody's good one.
Okay. What if... I have no idea what I'm going to say.
That's cool. But yeah, this is what I'm working with, and like I said, what I need right now is I just need more cards, and that's why I bought 500 index cards, and I'm just like, alright, so, you know, put 30 cards with each one, make a character card, and then just start filling in cards.
Yeah, that seems... I'll get working on that.
Okay. Okay, so as we record this, Genericon is next weekend, although it will be the weekend of when this goes up. No.
I'm working all next weekend.
Weekend after.
I don't know what to do about that. I was thinking of coming up, but...
If you can, that would be cool. I would not blame you. If you didn't, I may not even go, and I'm here.
Okay.
Because really, the only thing that I saw that caught my eye was that they're showing Ninja Scroll at like 2 in the morning on Saturday night. And,
but there's actually more rape in that movie than I'm comfortable with.
I don't know. There's a lot of Jubei saying, not really, and then that chick explodes because she's made of gunpowder. There's enough of that in that movie.
And then, you know, headbutting someone through the floor.
Yeah. Burn in your golden hell.
Like not just in one hit, like, just continue headbutting them until their head is a paste and it's also through the floor.
And then he comes back for more. Also, it just seems like the kind of movie that would be great with the crowd at 2 in the morning. But, I mean, like, aside from that, the only things I can really think of to do during Genericon are, like, go to the vendor's room. But at that point, I'm paying $10, so I can go pay some more dollars. And I don't have that many dollars to begin with.
We live in a world with internets.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking. Then again, there's only two things that I really want to buy right now. One is I'm still contemplating with myself to buy Yomi, except I realize that it would be silly to buy it right now, because the only people who I really play a lot of games with often is you guys, and I'm not in Warwick right now. And also, the other thing I want to buy is I really want an Altissan figure.
The Altissan.
Yes. Like, so bad do I want one of those.
Awesome. It's nice having figures.
Yeah. It's nice having robots that I can look at. Well,
it's also nice having robots I can look at.
I might still get that other game on his site for now. The Puzzle Strike one.
Yeah, that seems interesting.
Yeah, because he's basically trying to make a board game out of Puzzle Fighter. That's the one.
It seems like it would be a lot of fucking work for the players, but I don't know.
It's basically like Dominion, actually. Oh. Like, that's basically the way it works. Like, you can play gems, and then you get, like, cash gems, and you use the cash gems to buy the action gems. And action gems are, like, you know, do different things. And it has the same sort of idea where, like, there's a large bank of, like, action chips, but you only use a set amount of them for each game that is not the whole. So that also sounds really cool. Plus, it's got the whole cross crash thing going on. So, like, if I
culture crash,
no, cross crash. So, like, if I break some gems, and that means I send some trash gems at you, but you would then have a chance to immediately crash some back at me.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, what, Sushi Cat Arcade Rumble? That's music. That's what I got.
Yeah, I got some nachos in the other room waiting for me.
Dude, nachos.
Yeah.
Alright, that's all I got. Did you play any Magicka with Anders? Apparently.
No, I did. I was at work when he asked me that, but I would like to, because that game, like, the bit that I played of it, it seemed really hard to not be setting myself on fire all the time. So with four people, I can only imagine that it will be hell.
Yeah. If you guys can, like, line up a time for it, I will actually just go and buy it and play it. Although there are a bunch of games which I have not, which I have, like, downloaded and not played yet. Like, I have not even touched a demo for that, and I got that when we first talked about it last week. So, yeah.
Well, hey, you're not watching the Super Bowl.
That's true, but I am trying to get all of my work for this week done today. Also laundry. Laundry. But that reminds me of something which I just learned about today. It is called
Completion Backwards Principle.
It's when you fly around the planet in order to... No, I believe it is called the SRW Eternity Project. And basically, it's this group that are trying to make a... They're trying to make a Super Robot Wars fan game. And, like, they're putting a call out for, like, programmers and artists and writers and level designers and all that kind of stuff. Their website is, I will put this out there to try and help them,
eternity-project.net.
Yeah, it's probably that. And we should mention this before we go. But basically, I was sort of looking at them and looking at
what they got.
I'll get to that.
Okay.
And, you know, they got some robot designs
cool
up.
Robot designs.
Yeah. I like the first one they got on there with the Domino, Dominion, whatever.
Dimitri?
Yeah, Dimitri, that's the
one. He's got, like, those wingling things? That's pretty cool.
And that's just, like, a well-done piece of art. I wish I could draw robots like that.
It's funny, I remember someone was asking Daryl Srod on Twitter, like, hey, what do, like, designers use? What sort of tools do they have when they do mechanical designs? And he was just like, paper.
Yeah. Although I've heard if you want to make, like, a 3D thing, SketchUp, Google SketchUp is pretty cool, because it's a free, easy-to-use 3D modeling program. it's actually just a cool thing to have around, because what I've also seen is if you don't like doing backgrounds, but you know you need to have, like, a house, and you just don't feel like figuring out vanishing points and shit like that, you just, like, model it, and then you can put, like, pictures in afterwards, and it's a quick way to do backgrounds. So that's cool.
To just put ugly 3D shit in the back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a little texture. Just a little. I know Caitlin did it for one of the comic strip series she did. So that's... it works. That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, okay. And that's all I've got to say about that.
No, the thing I was going to say about Eternity Project is if you look in their download section, they appear to have created something called the SRWRPG Maker. They're up to, like...
the SRW Game Maker, yeah.
Like, Alpha Release 0.08.
And a bunch of music tracks.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to pick up those music tracks, and I already...
oh, wow, like 70.
Yeah. And I downloaded that thing to see what it actually is, because if it is a way to
make... and like four of them are original tracks, okay.
If there's a way to make Super Robot Wars style game, like, that is exactly what I've been looking for these days, because I've been playing J2 on the GBA since...
The Wings of a Boy That Killed Adolescence. Gundam Wing.
I like the Dead Sight and the Heavy Arms. I've said my piece. Oh, wait, and the fucking Epion. God damn that Epion.
Oh, wait.
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's wrap this up, because I want to go eat nachos.
Right, right.
I'm a man of simple passions, and one of them is nachos. What's this thing you have to say before you break?
Wind and Water Puzzle Battles!
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I haven't downloaded it yet. It looks totally sweet.
It's fucking hard! Like, okay, so it's basically, like, you know, Puzzle League, where it's got, like, there's a field of bricks, you move them around to try and match some amount, except you're trying to, like, make diamonds out of them, and
you rotate four at a time. Things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, so you make four, and then when you make four, any other ones touching it will also disappear, and that is your combo. If you get all of one color gone in one move, that is called a full combo. There are three difficulties based on combo and chain. If you combo, it will turn on the combo timer, and you can keep making stuff which will increase your score during combo time.
Combo time! I like that.
When it gets harder, like on beginner, you start a thing and it gives you 15 seconds of combo time only. When you get to harder, combo time, the amount of combo time is based on how much combo you have, and doing more combos will add to combo time.
So you just keep doing combos.
When you get to hard difficulty level, it is based on chains, so when you, like, do a combo, it will hang in the air for a second. And then you chain. And the bigger the combo, the longer it hangs, the more chains you can line up. That is master. It is kind of ridiculous. It is kind of awesome. I get the feeling it could use a podcast of its own.
Yeah, so once I play it.
Yeah, you should go play that, and I will play more of it. It has a whole story mode to it, too, which I haven't even touched yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw screens of that. It was like walking around town. It's kind of reminded me of,
Scott Pilgrim?
No.
But it looks...
I like the art style, yeah. Though, the pixely stylings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because they developed it for a handheld console?
In Korea.
The Korean handheld, GP2X, which looks like a PSDS, except one screen. But
yeah, it looks like a big, blocky, white PSP sort of looking thing.
That might have been called the WonderSwan at one point. But yeah, they also have this thing on the website where it's like, listen, if you give us $10, we will make a custom avatar for you based on a picture you send in. If you send us $15, you will get an animated avatar.
I might want to give them $10 if this game turns out to be pretty good.
It's really good. One of the characters that it comes with is a VMU.
What?
Yeah.
Can I just get him to make me a VMU with my beard?
That would be awesome. Oh my god. So yeah, we will talk about that at a later point. I will hold you back no longer from your nachos.
Okay.
Yeah, housekeeping stuff. Website, alikustudios.net, where there will be show notes with some links, as well as all of our other stuff. I want to rebuild it again soon, but school is probably going to keep me from doing that, because school is hard. Because I am at
Windows
Hard School. Twitter, I am Master Elcom, he is Airp.
I am Airp.
Or we have the Oliku Twitter, which is just Oliku.
Nobody updates, because whatever.
Yeah, you know, sometimes. It still auto-updates when people blog or do the other thing.
Yeah, which is cool. Have it auto-update every time that I use Tumblr, and then I'll just have Twitter, my Twitter account update every time I use Tumblr, and then I'll have my Tumblr thing update every time I use Twitter, and then I'll have Facebook, I'll have it all posted there, and then everyone will know that I'm a bad person.
You're just going to recursively fill in the Library of Congress.
The convergence! I'm gonna fill the Library of Congress with myself.
That's a cool idea. I feel like that could be the plot to some bad movie.
Okay, so that's where we are?
Yeah. Like I said, we'll see you next week. Talk to you, something like that. Alright, bye-bye.
Bye. Wait, hold on, we're just stopping the recording. It's not like we're no longer talking.
So I hear there were French-Canadian bands staying at your house.
Yeah, just the one.
Oh, okay. I heard they were interesting dudes.
Yeah, they were all right.
That's cool.
This kind of just happens in my life sometimes.
Yeah, I noticed that.